This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah, wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lah. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد يقول الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما الحياة الدنيا إلا لعب ولهو وللدار الآخرة خير للذين يتقون أفلا تعقلون يقول ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما أخذ النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بمنكبي وقال كن في الدنيا كأنك غريب أو عابر سبيل صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله الكريم. As humans we tend to get attached to people, to places, to moments, to events, to outcomes and the things of this world. Whereas we were created for a much nobler purpose. And that was to attach ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have attached ourselves to people and the things of this world. And through our attachment, we seek to fill the inner void. Through our attachments, we try to bring completeness in our life. We try to fill that emptiness within ourselves. And so we attach ourselves to people, to relationships, to gadgets, to places, to photographs, to moments, to the outcomes of life, to the effect that if the outcome is the opposite of what we were expecting, we are left devastated. We are torn into pieces. We are shattered and we are broken to the extent that we find it difficult to pick ourselves. All because we've attached ourselves to those things. As humans, we attach ourselves to relationships. Let's take a look at a classical example of the husband and the wife. Each partner makes the sacrifice, and each partner makes his or her life revolve around their partner. They give sacrifices, they compromise. What do they expect in return? They expect their partners to be madly in love with them. They expect loyalty. They expect a perfect outcome to life. And so the wife makes the sacrifice. My loving is for you, my husband. If there's any meaning to life, then that's you. If I wake up in the morning, that's you. If I go to bed, that's you. My life is you and my life revolves around you. And likewise, the husband does the same. He gives his life for his family. He gives his life for the people he cherishes. And he makes the sacrifice. He makes the commitment. But the sad reality is, when things don't turn out the way we expect them to turn out, we are shocked. You find that that woman is in pieces. She goes into depression. And the man also goes into depression. Why? We have made them the center of our lives. We have attached ourselves to such an extent that we are willing to compromise anything and everything for their sake. And so we seek the same fulfillment. We seek the same gratification in everything we attach ourselves to. a man attaches himself to his career, to his profession. He gives his loyalty to his company and to his employer. What does he seek? Long-term employment. He never wants to be dismissed by the company. He never wants to be retrenched. Retrenchment brings fear in his life. And so he gives his hard labor to this company, seeking that long-term employment, seeking the pleasure, seeking to please his employer in the long term. How many companies have retrenched people overnight? I want you to reflect on that man's condition. After 40 years of service, suddenly the boss decides to pack up. That man is shattered. He gave my life for this company. Overnight they retrenched us. And what did they give us? Cup and saucers. Cup and saucers. People are shocked. People are devastated. People cherish the moments and the events in their lives to such an extent that they give everything for it. But the nature of this world, my brothers, is such that it cannot give you lasting pleasure. It cannot give you fulfillment. No one and nothing in this world can give you everlasting pleasure. Nothing in this world can give you fulfillment except Allah. And so we were created to attach ourselves only to Allah. And Allah has taught us in this world to detach ourselves from the things that we adore and the things that we love. The Muazzin calls out 5 times a day, telling us to detach whatever we are attached to. Hayya alal falah, the Muazzin calls out. No matter how busy that business may be, you are asked to detach yourself from that world and answer the call of prayer. Through the shahada, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu, we are asked to detach from everything in this world. That nothing is worthy being attached to except Allah. Through the zakat we discharge, we are asked to detach from this worldly life. And we are asked to detach from money. That's why you find that one of the signs of Qiyamah, people will regard zakat as a tax, as a burdensome act. That is a sign of attachment. Through hajj, we are asked to detach our belongings. A haji goes in simple clothing, and he sleeps under the stars and under the sky in Muzdalifah. He is asked to detach himself from everything he loves. He is not taking his luxuries with. No matter what life he enjoys at home, and no matter how much money he has, on the eve of Muzdalifah, he is sleeping under the sky. We are forced to detach ourselves from whatever we adore in this world. Through fasting, through siyam, through roza, we are asked to detach from food and drink. And so a life of a believer revolves around detachments. The life of a believer revolves around his attachment to Allah only. مَنْ اَعْتَمَدَ عَلَى مَالِهِ فَقَدْ قَلَّهِ مَنْ اَعْتَمَدَ عَلَى سُلْطَانِهِ فَقَدْ ضَلَّهِ. He who attaches himself to his wealth, eventually that wealth will be gone and taken away. And so if we are used to the habit of detaching ourselves, then our life will translate into preparation for the year after. And so we will seek that yearning to meet Allah, Allah alone. Every day that soul will yearn to meet Allah. And so it will attach itself to Quran. And so it will attach itself to the masjid. And so it will attach itself to salah. And so it will attach itself to the obedience of Allah. And so it will attach itself to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And so it will attach itself to the remembrance and the dhikr of Allah. For it will understand that true fulfillment, true pleasure, true gratification and true meaning lies in attaching oneself to Allah. For Allah will never desert you. Your husband will become unfaithful and disloyal. He might even go and marry somebody else, and you'll be torn and shattered. Your wife will do the same. And even if that does not happen, life will forcibly make you accept the reality. If Allah has to take your partner away, there's nothing but to accept the reality of life, no matter how attached you are to that person. So the question rises here, that should we give up whatever we're doing in life? Is it wrong to go after the pleasures of this world? Is it wrong to laugh? Is it wrong to smile? Is it wrong to share a lighter moment? The question rises. The answer is, do whatever you have to do in life, but ultimately attach yourself to Allah only. And we find this principle in the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Three people came to the house of Ummul Mu'mineen Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and they asked her, tell us about the worship and the ibadah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. She said that this is how his day is and this is how his night is. So they thought to themselves, you know what, maybe the Prophet of Allah is not exerting himself, maybe because he's the Prophet of Allah, and after all, Allah has forgiven him. He doesn't have to work extra hard. So one man said, for the rest of my life I will fast every day. And the other one exclaimed, for the rest of my life I will stand up at night. And the other one said, for the rest of my life I will never marry. And they went away. Later on, the Prophet of Allah came home, and Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrated to him what happened during the course of the day. He went to those sahaba and he said, I was told that this is what you people have promised to do. They said, yes, O Nabi of Allah. He said, let me tell you, I am the most God-fearing person in this world. But I eat, I drink, I sleep, I fast, I don't fast, I marry. So what are we told here? That you can become the best in whatever you want to do, but ultimately only attach yourself to Allah. Marry for the sake of the sunnah. Be the best in whatever you want to do. You can own a home. You can drive a luxury car. Do whatever you have to do. But let that not be the deciding and the defining factor of your life. To simplify the matter, understand it in this way. The heart is a ship which is sailing in the ocean. It requires the water to traverse and to get to the other side. So long as the water does not penetrate the heart, so long as the water does not penetrate the ship is safe and there's no danger. He can traverse the ocean with peace. But the minute the water penetrates the ship and there's a leakage or there's damage to the boat and the water is seeping through, that is the time you can expect havoc and even loss of life. So the pleasures of this world, and whatever we see around us, we can utilize it. It's just a means. But the minute the love of this world and whatever we attach ourselves comes to the recesses of our hearts, that is the time when you can expect the ship to sink. That is the time you can expect chaos and mayhem in your life. So, love your partner, love your wife, love your husband. Work diligently at your workplace, but prepare yourself mentally to detach yourself and to only attach yourself to Allah. That if your employer asks you to leave tomorrow, you walk with a smile. You walk with a smile and you understand, my rosy was finished here and I'm going. If things don't work out the way we want it to work out, we are happy. Because ultimately we have surrendered to Allah. So our objective in life is to attach ourselves to Allah. There lies true pleasure. There lies true fulfillment. Everything else is just a means. And don't ever attach yourself to anything or anyone besides Allah. Nobody deserves this place in your heart except Allah. Nobody. Nobody, as in nobody, deserves that place in your heart except Allah. That if your father passes away, you'll be sad, yes. Your mother passes away, yes, you'll be sad. But you'll have the strength to move on. Just as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam experienced the same moments in his life when Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha passed away. When his uncle Abu Talib passed away. When his son Ibrahim passed away. He was sad. But he also managed to move on. Why? Because of his attachment to Allah. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَعِبٌ وَلَهُ وَلَلدَّارُ الْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لِلَّذِينَ يَتَّقُونَ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ Allah says, we have made you for ourselves, for akhirah. Where are you drifting away? And where are you attaching yourselves? I end off with the words of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where he says, detachment does not mean that you don't own anything. Detachment means that nothing should own you. Allahu Akbar. May Allah give us the understanding. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ